the United States Navy presents The Eddie Duchin Show. Music for your listening pleasure, transcribed by the magic fingers of radio, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. And as our special guest, lovely Yvette. A salute to the chaplains of the United States Navy, men of God who serve the spiritual needs of the men in our Navy, Marine, and Coast Guard, carrying out the doctrine that freedom of worship will ever be the emblem of free men. The Navy Chaplains Corps is made up of trained, sympathetic clergymen representing all church and faith groups of our country, working together under the motto, Cooperation Without Compromise. Men of faith who instill their shipmates with faith to live by and purpose to live for. Strong men who share their source of strength, belief in Almighty God. Eddie Duchin pipes us aboard with an oldie and a new look arrangement, Shine On, Harvest Moon. Say, Eddie.
Yes, Ken.
I think a lot of people wonder what a Navy chaplain does from Monday through Saturday.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, he conducts services on Sundays, but what does he do the rest of the week?
Well, I've got news for you, Ken. There are few officers who work harder than a chaplain. Conducting religious services is just one of the many things he does.
You mean it's a full-time job?
Sure. Why, I can remember the padre on my ship. He was the fellow who always had an ear for your problems and sound advice to straighten them out. In addition to religious services, he performed countless other duties of welfare and morale. And don't think that that isn't important. Why, I've seen men who had no particular religious preference beginning to turn out a church call just because of a kind, understanding man, the chaplain. No matter where you might be, the Navy chaplain is the living symbol of something American. Your right to worship God in the way you want.
You're right, Eddie, and it's a mighty necessary job in the Navy today. The Navy needs chaplains of all faiths to serve aboard its ships and in its stations. So I'd like to leave this thought with our clergymen listeners. No matter whether you're a Catholic, Jew, or Protestant, investigate the opportunity the United States Navy offers you to serve your God and your country. I'll tell you more about it a little later, but right now it's time for more of that music in the Duchin mood. Eddie and the band do a running splice on a swell pair of tunes, Just One of Those Things and Alexander's Ragtime Band. Thank you. Say, Eddie, it's guest star time. Have you met Yvette?
No, not yet. Hi, Yvette.
Hello, Eddie.
Say, tell me, pet, what's in your lazarette?
Oh, Eddie, please, no more rhymes.
Oh, perhaps an old lorgnette or a bassinet?
Now, stop it, Eddie.
An erector set or a navy jet?
Please, Eddie.
The national debt, a symphonette?
Just who do you think you are, Eddie? Guest?
That does it. I quit.
Well, after all those homespun rhymes, you'll have to prove you're the same old Duchin. You just go right on over to that piano.
And what would you like to sing?
Well, if you promise to be good, I'd like to tell the Navy how I feel about them with Too Marvelous for Words. You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. You're too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Thank you, Yvette. This is Ken Roberts again. Today, as in the past, the men of the Navy need and are grateful for the spiritual guidance, the mental comfort their chaplains provide. A clergyman can find no greater satisfaction, no higher reward than as a Navy chaplain, leading his men closer to God. The United States Navy Chaplains Corps offers this opportunity today to qualified clergymen of all faiths and all denominations. You may become a Navy chaplain if you are between the ages of 21 and 35, and a college graduate with an additional 3 years of graduate theological work. There are also commissions in the Naval Reserve for chaplains with the same qualifications. A Navy chaplain is a Navy officer enjoying all the privileges and benefits of life in the regular Navy: security, good income, travel, retirement, paid vacations, and fine living conditions. But best of all is the knowledge that you are dedicating your career to men who are dedicating their lives to our country. Write for full information to the Bureau of Naval Personnel, Navy Department, Washington 25, D.C. It's Eddie Duchin at the piano and the 88 sit up and talk with the one and only Duchin special, With a Song in My Heart. Thank you. time to say so long for now. Our thanks go to Yvette for being such a swell guest today, to the boys in the band, and to Skipper Eddie Duchin, who says...
Just a final word about chaplains. The Navy needs the best men it can get in all departments, and this is doubly true of the Chaplains Corps. They must have men who are true leaders in every sense of the word. My hat's off to the Padres and Padres-to-be. You're a real inspiration. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And be sure to listen in again for the Eddie Duchin Show, transcribed and presented by the United States Navy.